Process is it's rigged, it's crooked.
Yeah, well, as others have pointed out, as a businessman, he was perfectly willing to use the amoral bankruptcy laws to his own advantage, and now he's just getting outfoxed in the amoral delegate laws. I think that they're.
Did you say amoral?
Well, they're just the laws are the way they are.
Yeah.
But I think they're in touch with the American tradition. We do not live in a straight up Athenian democracy. We live in a republic. We have an electoral college. We have a United States Senator, where the two senators from Wyoming have the same power as the two senators from California, and we have. In that tradition, in that spirit, we have a delegate selection process where it's just not a straight-up democracy. Where, as Ryan said, it's every big organization, whether it's General Motors or the Boy Scouts, they have an organizational structure in which they make decisions. And the people who are more invested in the organization or more senior in the organization have more power than the people who are not. And that's for very good reason. It's because you want a party to have consistency over time. You want it to have a structure where people have to compromise with each other. And basically, you want it to have a series of stability so you don't get carried away by momentary fads and crazy demagogues. So by some logic, the structure exists to prevent Donald Trump and people like Donald Trump who are of the moment.
So, but it-